Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about the changing seasons. We are recording this in October here in the Northern Hemisphere, and this means that the days are getting a little bit shorter. So today I wanted to ask, do the changing seasons make your anxiety surge? Now let's get to today's show. I'm really excited to talk about this. I put some of this information in the last newsletter that went out. So if you're not on our mailing list for the newsletter, you can sign up for that over on our website, anxietycoachespodcast.com. But what we talked about in there is the difference that we can actually make for our own selves as these darker days roll in. And for many people, this is much colder weather too, which pushes us into the house more. So unless you're in the Southern Hemisphere or close to the equator, or even here in Hawaii, we notice that the days getting shorter, but not the way that I am accustomed to when I lived in Central New York. We're talking some dark days up there, and you may be even in a more northern climate than that. So pay attention, because even here in Hawaii, as close as we are, much closer than most to the equator, we still notice the difference. So I want you to pay attention and do what you can to make a difference in your own life, because we are in the beginning of the shorter days, and perhaps, like I said earlier, the colder ones too. And all of this leads to less natural sunlight and a bit of a disruption to our natural rhythms. And these natural rhythms that come from our circadian rhythm, it affects so much. It affects our hormones. It affects our general energy, and our sleep can even change. So we want to pay attention, because the more that we can get out of our own way, which is often what we cause our own selves problems sometimes, then we can deal with what the environment is throwing at us. But we want to be on top of our game as best as we can, because all of these changes that the light interferes with, all of these changes exacerbate the stress and anxiety. So you know when your hormones are off, your energy is off, and your sleep is off, and you're just not on the top of your game, that you are feeling more stressed. And the more stressed we feel, the more anxiety we are inviting into our daily life. So here, like I said, is from the newsletter, are a few do-it-yourself remedies to keep you on your well-being and keep you on the top of your game as these darker days begin to roll in. We can't stop that, right? This is paying attention to the things we cannot change. We can't change the way that the earth is tilting on its axis and the shorter days that we are running into. We can't change that, but there's a lot of things that we can change, and that's what we want to pay attention to. So first off, of course, you want to get some sun when you can. And this may mean taking a walk at your lunchtime or break time versus looking at your phone and catching up on social media or emails or even just watching videos, that even videos that are fun, get out and get some sunshine instead. This might not be possible. So if you can't do this and you are in a northern climate where you really can't catch much sun because when you get up, it's dark and you can't get out for lunchtime. And when you're driving home, it's starting to get dark again. I remember I lived that for a long, long time. So I hope if that's your scenario that you will explore the idea of using a light box. I used to sell these in my natural product shops way back in the day, but there are so many more of them on the market now, and I want you to just go to wherever your favorite online place is to shop or look things up and put in light boxes and see what comes up. There's all kinds of price ranges, and the fact that you can get any light from these full spectrum bulbs is really going to help you. These give you the full spectrum lighting that you need. And if you can do it throughout the fall and the early spring, even all the way into the summer, you're going to feel so much better. And I remember being in that northern climate in central New York. By the time February rolled around, we were exhausted from the lack of sunlight, from the dark days, from the cold, of course, and being stuck in the house a lot with a lot of snow, which I know some of you out there have already experienced this year. But just the lack of sunlight can just make you feel so down. So get going with this full spectrum lighting if you can't get out in the sun. And the other thing you want to do is to add a vitamin D supplement to your regime. You know, the sun is helpful to us, and that's a great way for us to get our vitamin D, but we can't stay on top of it in the winter in the northern climate. So I say to you, talk to your doctor about how much you might need, because this is very dependent on your own body. How much you are lacking will determine how much you need to start with, because you can start with pretty high doses of it, and then as your blood is showing that you are holding more vitamin D, that you will be able to cut back on it. But check with your own physician about that. But vitamin D supplementation can really help you to feel better. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical grade ingredients in the OS1 face moisturizer and OS1 eye cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. The next thing I want you to remember to do in these dark, cold days is to keep your body in motion. Now, because exercise, sometimes people hear that word and they go, ugh. Other people, it's exactly what you love and it keeps you going. But one way or the other, just keep your body in motion. It's so easy to let go of what we did as our exercise or even our fun times of movement just naturally in the days where we're outside more. So try to adjust your exercise plans and keeping your body in motion when it's cold and dark by making a plan ahead of time. And this is when we need it the most because we need to keep ourselves somewhat active, even though we feel like curling up, and you will slow down a lot. You won't quite hibernate, but you may feel like it, but you still have to keep yourself, your body moving because you're still working. You're still taking care of your families and your life. So make a pact with a friend if this will help to motivate you to keep your body in motion. You can do this by, you know, just any friend in your friend group, somebody online. There's probably Facebook clubs or something about all that. Or if you're in the ACP group coaching membership, you can make a pact with somebody or a group in there in order to keep your daily exercise going. It's amazing how much better we can do when we are being held accountable, even by just a friend. And it can be fun to check in with one another, and it helps us to not feel so alone. The next thing I want to talk about is meditation, prayer, or quiet time. This is my call to action here for you to find some place in your daily life to find some stillness, to find that inner peace and calm, that little oasis, however you want to frame this so that you go there. I want you to pay attention to this. And especially in this cold and winter, we may even have more of an opportunity to do it. And this could be a great time for us to build a routine so that as the summer rolls back around again in 2020, that you will have already a deeply committed prayer, meditation, or quiet time where you can feel your inner stillness. So that's what I'm saying. Dig in and let the darkness actually work for you by immersing into your meditation or quiet time practice. We always tend to go a little bit slower and have a little bit less energy in the darker months. So let that work for you. Maybe you'll be happy to sit quietly and look out the window as the snow is falling or as the early sun is setting. Explore new ways to meditate if you have not gone deep into your meditation yet. Explore new ways such as silence. You can just be silent. Try concentration by focusing on the lit candle or a beautiful flower. Or you could try walking meditation. You could do this indoors. When I go to meditation, daily meditation, or excuse me, day-long meditations here on Maui. We do the walking meditation, and you can do it indoors. We do it inside up there as well as outside. But the beauty of doing a walking meditation indoors, there's no curbs, no street lights, no icy sidewalks, no people or dogs that are running loose to deal with. You can actually just feel more concentrated on your walking meditation versus where you are in the environment and if you are safe. So another one that I want to mention is I want you to keep some awareness towards your diet and how you may be having different kinds of cravings or desires for different things in the winter. Usually we are craving more simple carbs or richer foods. We can crave these a little bit more than usual in the winter because these help to calm us down. They also increase, you know, different hormones and it makes us feel okay a little bit more. So I want you to indulge in this craving. Go right ahead. There's a reason why we feel like we need more of those simple carbs and richer foods in the winter. But I want you to do it with your awareness toward whole and nutrient dense choices, such as have whole grain breads or potatoes, winter squash soups, purple potatoes, any kind of potato. It's a big craving in the winter. And so our soups, hearty soups made from whole grains, try barley soups or try squash soups. And I want you to look into versions of your childhood favorites. Look into what did you love for soups or stews or even whole grain breads in the winter when you were a kid, and make those with an eye toward whole grain and nutrient dense. Another thing you can do is to roast your vegetables. This is a great time of year to do it. Where I live in the summer, it's way too hot to be turning the oven on, but it's roasting your vegetables in the winter is a great way to steam up those windows and feel like you're nice and cozy in your house. So use some olive oil and balsamic vinegar on your veggies that are cut up to the same size and roast those in the oven. It'll smell delicious and they'll taste awesome. This will actually help you indulge in this craving for richer, simpler carbs and richer foods. You will really enjoy this, and it won't be hurting you in any way, shape, or form. I'd love to hear what you're trying, so send me an email if you've tried some new recipes. I'd love to know about it. You can also try some new hot drinks that you might really find that you like. We've been talking in the Anxiety Coaches Podcast group coaching membership. We've been talking about things like golden milk lately and sharing some recipes, and also mulled cider and some other drinks that can be nice and hot and really make us feel warm, toasty, and quite festive, actually. And they're really good for our health. So most of all, I want you to pay attention and enjoy what you eat. That's part of the digestion process, is enjoying your food. So finally, I want you to remember to keep connected. And it sounds romantic to be cuddled up by a fireplace with the snow falling and being in the house all winter. But in reality, we need to keep some lines of communication open with the wider world so that we are not totally going to wake up and feel alone out of the blue, right? We want to keep our connections going. So even those of us who are self-proclaimed introverts, which I count myself as, we need to be connected. And perhaps you get all the connection that you want or need at work. I get that. Or maybe you get all that you need through your family. That's wonderful. But be sure that you have some connection like that, and some connections that warm your heart and ones that inspire you to be your best self. We really do well to have some people in our lives that inspire us and hold us to a higher standard of ourselves, knowing that they know that we can do good and we can do better. And they inspire us to do that. So see if you can't stay connected throughout this season of darker days and maybe colder nights. I want you to remember to send me an email if you have some topics that you would like to hear on the show and anything that you would like to share with us here over at Anxiety Coaches Podcast. You can send that to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. I cannot endure to waste anything so precious as autumnal sunshine by staying in the house. So I have spent almost all the daylight hours in the open air. And that's from Nathaniel Hawthorne. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.